A budget crisis in Illinois that's been boiling over for more than 2 years is a few steps closer to a resolution. Yesterday, during an unusual 4th of July session, state senators passed a bill that would end Illinois' record-setting budget impasse. But Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed that budget, and later in the day, the Senate voted to override the veto. The bill now goes to the House, and Tony Arnold, who covers state politics for WBEZ in Chicago, joins us now. Tony, a lot of whiplash going on at the State House. What was in that Senate bill that the governor couldn't support?
It wasn't just so much what was in it, but also what was not in it. One thing that was in it that he cannot support is a permanent income tax hike. So that people in Illinois would have 4.95% of their income go to the state of Illinois rather than 3.75%. What was not in it that he wanted in there, actually some issues that are not directly related to the budget, although he said that they would because they would increase the economy or grow the economy around the state. Those are property tax freeze around the state, changes to workers' compensation, which he says would help businesses and business owners, and then also term limits, which gets to why this has been going on for 2 years. The term limits gets to the political fight that's been going on between the governor, who's a Republican, and the very longtime House Speaker Michael Madigan, who's a Democrat.
It is amazing. The last real official state budget that your state had expired July 1st, 2015. Last month, Governor Rauner comes in. He calls lawmakers back for a special session to figure out how to fix it. Some Republicans have broken rank with the governor. How frustrated are civilians, people in Illinois that want lawmakers to finally figure this out if they can?
Well, they're so frustrated that they successfully put pressure on representatives to break from their party's leader to vote for this. 16 Republicans in all between the Senate and the House voted for this budget, even though the governor opposes it. And that's telling. A lot of those Republicans come from downstate Illinois, more rural parts of the state, where there's universities. And universities have not received money since January 1st this year. They've also been the subject of not having really steady funding from the state come through for 2 years while this impasse has been going on. And those universities, the local economies around them, have been begging the state for any kind of money. And that's what this budget would do, which is why the Republicans ended up voting yes.
If the veto override holds up, who wins politically?
Who wins if the veto override holds up? It would be, well, there would be a state budget for one. So I suppose anybody that relies on state government funding that has not been paid for several months, if not years, they would win because they'd start having a plan for how much money they'll be getting from the state of Illinois. There's social services that have contracts with the state, but the state hasn't paid for the work that was done according to those contracts because of this impasse. So I suppose they would win. Politically, who would win? It's a win for the Democratic House Speaker, Michael Madigan, since this is something that he's been saying that it's an extreme position to not have a budget, and that's the governor's position, which is the extreme one.
All right, we still need to see what the House will do, so we'll keep an eye on this story. Tony Arnold, state politics reporter at WBEZ in Chicago. Tony, thank you.
All right, thanks.